Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. At the end of time, Christ will come to judge the living and the dead, and this will be the last judgment. Now, there are two judgments: our particular judgment at the end of our life, and the last judgment at the end of the world. Our particular judgment occurs immediately after death. At that moment, our life will be measured against the life of Christ. And St. John of the Cross says, "At the evening of life, we shall be judged on our love. Then the soul receives its reward, either immediate entrance into the blessedness of heaven, or through the purification of purgatory, or immediate and everlasting damnation." Now, our particular judgment is about the story of our life. It's the story of what we've chosen, either love of God and neighbor over the love of self, which results in heaven, or the love of self over the love of God and neighbor, which results in hell. See, the soul goes where it wants to go. If it wanted God more than anything, then it goes to God. If it wanted itself more than anything, then it gets only what it wanted, only itself, nothing more, and that's hell. God just gives us what we want. If the particular judgment reveals the story of our individual life, then the last judgment reveals the story about all human history. The last judgment takes place at the end of the world when Christ returns in power and glory. All the dead will be raised, and this judgment will reveal how each person's life fit into the broader context of human history and God's divine plan. It's where God reveals how His providence guided all the individual stories of every person who ever lived, how He guided it all to work together for the greatest good. And you and I will be present at the last judgment. And this last judgment will reveal, even to its furthest consequences, the good each person has done or failed to do during his earthly life. So, how do you want your story to be told at that moment? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Oh, my Jesus.
Forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
We firmly believe that God is master of the world and of its history. But the ways of his providence are often unknown to us. It is impossible for us to see right now how God is working everything out for good. But we will see it at the end, at the last judgment. When our partial knowledge ceases, when we see God face to face, and we will fully know the ways by which, even through the dramas of evil and sin, God has guided everything to its perfect conclusion. At the last judgment, Jesus will pronounce the final word on all of history. And we will know at that moment the ultimate meaning of the whole work of creation and the marvelous ways by which his providence led everything to its perfection. And the last judgment will reveal that God's justice triumphs over all the injustices committed by his creatures, and that God's love is stronger than death. There are many things you have gone through. Many things you are going through right now that you cannot understand. God has seen them from all eternity, and he understands them, and he is guiding them to your greatest good right now. And even though we can't see it, even though we can't understand, we can make the choice to trust him. We can say to Jesus, I don't know what you're doing. I don't understand. I don't even like this. But I know that you understand it and that you, Lord, are guiding everything. And so I trust you. And I know that with you, I am safe. What would happen to your fear if you knew with certainty God is guiding everything for the best? Well, wouldn't you come to the conclusion that there was no ultimate danger? And then your fear would leave, and your anxiety and pain would fade, and you would be at peace. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Suffering can lead us to God, but it can also be a stumbling block, causing some people to lose their faith. More times than not, when someone says they are an atheist, it's because they have experienced some deep suffering that they can't reconcile with the idea of a God who is all-powerful and all-good. An atheist may say, evil, suffering, and injustice, there's the proof that God does not exist. Because if God did exist and he was good, then he would stop all this suffering. Well, okay then, let's say there is no God. Now what are you going to do? Suffering and injustice still exist. Now what? To protest against God in the name of justice, that's not helpful. And a world which must create its own justice without God is a world without hope. Because on our own, we can't create perfect justice, and we won't. Isn't that obvious by looking around? Only God can create the perfect justice we long for. And he will. He will create and establish justice at the last judgment. At the last judgment, we will see just how God worked everything so that everyone received perfect justice and mercy. Pope Benedict makes an astonishing statement about the last judgment when he writes this: the innocent sufferer has attained the certitude of hope because there is a God, and God can create justice in a way that we cannot conceive. Yes, there is a resurrection of the dead. There is an undoing of past suffering and a reparation that sets all things right. That's really amazing. Pope Benedict is saying that at the last judgment, all past suffering will be undone and repaired. That's what we place our hope in. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Now God can't change the past. He can't make what has happened not to have happened. That would be a denial of human freedom. However, throughout the lives of all people, God is guiding everything to make sure we all receive what we need to be fulfilled, complete, and happy, even if we don't become aware of this until heaven. Now, some people can ruin that process in themselves by sin and impenitence. In the end, however, the injustices we experienced in this life will be repaired and restored in such a way that God was winning in us all along. Hope says, it will turn out well for me and for my family and for mankind. So I make the choice to live in that reality. Despair says, it will turn out badly. But both he who hopes and he who despairs makes a choice. Despair is a decision against Christ. He will not come through for me in the end. Hope, on the other hand, is the decision for Christ. I place my bet on him, that he will win for me in the end. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and in the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Fear comes when we think we are in danger. The last judgment will reveal that ultimately, we had nothing to fear. The last judgment will definitively reveal that every danger was guided by God's providence, all losses restored, and every injustice repaired. During this life, we are like the apostles when they were in the boat at night when the storm struck and they thought they were in danger. And they panicked. But they didn't need to panic. Jesus was in the boat with them the whole time. He had everything under control. And then he arose, calmed the storm, and brought them safely to shore. That's what it will be like at the Last Judgment. Then we will realize who it was that was in the boat with us the whole time. And we will wonder why we were so panicked during our life. Jesus is in your boat. He ultimately controls the danger, repairs the wrongs, and restores all the losses. So you are safe. Relax. Let go. Surrender to Jesus. For in His will is your peace. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, what are your thoughts on the Last Judgment?
I think that last point is just so, I've never heard it described that way. Or I feel like in the gospel all the time, we see those moments where the apostles don't recognize Christ. And I've always had this silly, unaware and prideful perspective of like, how do you not recognize Christ? How is that possible? But that's just so accurate that that's exactly how we live our lives.
Mm-hmm.
We don't recognize Christ in others. We don't see God's image in ourselves. And we certainly don't see his influence on our life. But it is that it's sort of part of this life is the struggle to constantly try and see him. And until the end, we won't see that clearly.
But the more we practice being aware of his presence, and the more that we see he has brought us through everything, the more we can get control of our fear. And we get control of fear by realizing there really isn't any ultimate danger.
I think one of the common threads in a lot of these conversations and meditations is just awareness. The importance of awareness, practicing it, learning it. If you can be aware enough to see God in everything and to be aware of what's really important, that's the one of the greatest keys to the Christian life. But it just brings you all the way back around the circle to how do you become aware? And that's constant prayer. It's and the prayer. Habit of prayer. That's Make that a, habit.
That's exactly right.
Yeah, it'll change how you think.
I do. I think about this scene from the gospel often. So imagine, you've seen the Sea of Galilee.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine it's the middle of night. You're rowing across. Jesus is asleep. This huge storm strikes. You're taking on so much water so fast that it looks like you're going to sink. And it's too far to swim back. If what should they have done? They should have just kept their head down and kept rowing.
Yeah. Like we said in the last meditation, at the end of the day, it's about living it day to day. Keeping your head down and rowing. Trust Jesus. He's got it.
Yeah. Yeah. If God is my Father, then no matter what is happening, all I have to do is just keep my head down and keep rowing. So if you're having a bad day, if the storm is hit, if you're in the midst of the storm and it's dark and it looks like you're going to sink, and somebody asks you, how you doing today? You can just say, I just keep rowing. I just keep rowing. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.